Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Chav Ches. We will be Ezer Hashem Yisbarach begin on Daf Chav Ches Amen Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Mishnah, top of the Amen. Says the Mishnah, maybe get, and somebody brings a get from Chutz Laretz and Linichai, and the husband, when the get was taken from Chutz Laretz in order to be delivered in Eretz Yisrael, the husband who had the get written was Zaken, was an elderly person, or chayla, he was a person who was not well. Nice-in-law, the shliach who brings the get, can still give the get with the assumption, that the husband is still alive. The Chasam Sofer points out that the Mishnah did not use the words zaken v'chayla. The Mishnah used the word zaken o'chayla. Says the Chasam Sofer that even though the primary topic of the shiur that we're going to be learning today is going to be, are we concerned somebody passed away? Are we not concerned? And the question is, therefore, in this case, that the person is a zaken or chayla, can we be confident the husband's still alive? So, and we are learning that we can be confident that he's still alive. So the Chasam Sofer, that's only in our case where he was both, where he's either a zaken or a chayla. But if it were a situation, points out the Chasam Sofer, that the individual was a zaken v'chayla, that he had the two reasons for concern, both that he's an elderly individual and he's not a person who's well, suggests the Chasam Sofer that our Mishnah's leniency would not be in place. The Yamshe Shleimer disagrees, and the Yamshe Shleimer's opinion is that given, as we're going to be learning in our shiur, that the basis of our leniency here is because the person has a cheskes chai, that a person has a chazaka that he was alive when he sent the get, he's still going to be in that situation now as well. We could be makel, says the Yamshe Shleimer, even if he's had two reasons to be concerned. Moreover, says the Shulta Gebairim, that when we say that the person has a cheskes shuchai, that's only if a person got sick. Minashemayim, somebody who got hurt, who got sick, because minashemayim, he got ill. But if somebody got ill because of a man-made illness, somebody, he was in an accident or he hurt himself in a natural way, not in a natural way, he got hit or bitten or whatever, then we could not be lenient. Continues the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Nesul Kayim. A Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayim, and we know the halacha is that a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayim, the halacha is a lot of truma. And now, v'halach b'al ad Medinas Hayam, the husband went off to Medinas Hayam, and we can't be certain if the husband's alive and she's still entitled to truma or not. The halacha is a chelos b'truma, she could continue eating truma b'cheskes shukayim. Of course, says the Tosfos Arid, the halacha is that this is in a case where they don't have children. Because if they have children, then the halacha is she's entitled to continue eating truma until she remarries a Yisrael because of her children. Says the Mishnah further, Shalei chatos medina sayam. Somebody sends his kamechatos from Medina Sayam. And we know the halacha is that a person who's obligated to bring a kamechatos, that obligation can only be fulfilled as long as the person is alive. If the person is not alive, chatos shemesu balea, the halacha is we don't bring that kamechatos. So it teaches us the Mishnah that a person sent the kamechatos from Medina Sayam, we could bring the Karmel Chatos b'cheskes shukayim with the chazaka that he's still alive, and we don't have to be concerned that perhaps he is no longer alive. The Mefarshim discuss a shaila the other way around, when we know that unfortunately somebody's not well. What we normally do when somebody's not well, we mispalel, we say mishaberech, we say to him on his behalf. What is the halacha if somebody we know was unfortunately not well, and we're saying to him, May we continue saying Tehillim on his behalf, or need we be concerned that he's not alive, or on the other hand, Baruch Hashem, he's better. So the Likutei Maril actually says that unless we know exactly what is the person who we're davening for situation, we may not daven, we may not make a mishaberach for him because maybe he got better or chas v'shalom the other way. The Nachla Shiva disagrees, and he says our Gemara is the proof. The Gemara says that the person has a chai, has a cheskes chai. Not only does the Nachla Shiva say does a person have a cheskes chai, but even if the person who we are being mispal for is a geisus, and a geisus obviously typically will not survive, the halacha is unless we know that he's no longer alive, we continue to daven for him. And in fact, the Nachla Shiva says that this is in the Tshuvas Nachla Shiva Simulamites. There were two episodes where he allowed people to daven for a chayla that they did not know what his status was. They lived far away. And the halacha is that he told them in two such situations that he could daven. He says, even though there's a famous Gemara, Mishnah, Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Alef, that says, Hoysa Ishta Muberes, if somebody's wife was pregnant, V'yomer Yirotzen Shetel Ishti Zocher, he davens them, I hope it'll be a boy, I raise a tefillah l'shav, because he says he can't compare the two cases. There we know that if whatever the child is, the child is. Here, there's a real uncertainty. And since there's an uncertainty, the halach is that we can continue davening. There are those that disagree, particularly in a situation of a geisus, because even though we have a cheskes chai, and as we're going to learn in our shiur today, the basis why we're assuming that the person in our Mishnah who sent the get is still alive is because he has a cheskes chai. The halacha is that we can't apply a cheskes chai in the case of a geisus, because they explain that even though there is a cheskes chai, the halacha is that when we have a chazaka pulling us in one direction and roiv in a different direction, the roiv is stronger than the chazaka, and the roiv geisus in lemisa is a stronger halachic principle than the cheskes chai. Therefore, they suggest that the halacha is that you should make a tanai, that if he's still not well, the tefillah should help. Otherwise, not. I don't understand that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what when we daven, the halacha is we have to be very clear in our tefillahs. And here, when we're not clear in our tefillahs, that's not really called a tefillah. And as I saw that most poskim of the opinion that one could daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to all tefillahs, and we should continue davening. What is the big concern? What is the big concern, of course, for davening for a person? If he got better, fantastic. So we're still davening for him. So I saw that the poskim say that the reason why some are concerned about davening for a person who is not well and got better, they suggest that the issue is that by davening for a person who's not well and calling him a chayla when he's really not a chayla, then you're opening up your mouth and you're suggesting that somebody is sick when they're not really sick, and that's what's being tried to be avoided. So perhaps if there is indeed such a situation where we're not quite certain what is the status of the person who we're davening for, what we should say is when we say to Mishaberech, we shouldn't use the word hachoyla. And therefore, the concern that we're identifying somebody as a choyla when they're really not a choyla will fall away. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rava. Says Rava that this halacha that we learned in our Mishnah is only in a case of Zokin Shleigil Gvuris, that the person who sent the get was above 60 years old, but he's not 80 years old. Aval shaloy gil gurus v'chayla, or the person was ill and roif chayim l'chayim, and most people who are sick are gvar Hashem going to get better. Aval zokin shagil gurus, if the person who was sent to get was an elderly individual who's already 80 years old, or the chayla that's sending the get is a geisus, the halacha is roif. We don't need to be concerned because roif geisus in lamisa. And we can't be confident that this get is a good get, because roiv geisus in lamisim, and therefore loy, we cannot give the get with the assumption that he's still alive. Obviously, everything that's being discussed in our Gemara is in a situation where the person is, we can't ascertain his situation. In the world that we live in, where we could call and know exactly what his status is, the entire case would not be relevant. So once he's 80 years old, the halacha is that we have to be concerned that he's no longer alive. However, the Shilta Gebarim points out that if the get was given under these circumstances, the halacha, the get would be considered a valid get, even though the Mishnah said we shouldn't give the get. Our Gemara just said, Rav Gersis and Lamisa. Many people have the minig that if there's somebody in their family who's not well, they give tztaka, and they particularly give tztaka to the tztakas that are ramei balanei tztaka. Why? Because throughout Shas, the opinion of ramei is the chashinan lemiuta, that we're concerned for even the unlikely chance of something happening. So if somebody Nebuch is very sick, and Al Gemara just said, for example, roiv geisus in lamisa, but ramei's opinion is chashinan lemiuta, that there's always a chance that he'll get better. And that's considered a halachic consideration. And that's why we get stuck off that halavai, the opinion or a mayor, should be fulfilled here. And in fact, there's a story that the Rav of Prague was very, very ill. He was a geisus. And the members of the community wanted to get from him his opinion, who should be his successor. So he was laying as a geisus. And they approached him, and they asked him, who should be your successor? So he said, maybe Reb Meir. And he passed away, and nobody knew what he meant when he said, maybe Reb Meir. And they decided that the individual who will be able to figure out what he meant should be the person that should be his successor. So many Rabbanim were interviewed, and they weren't able to explain what he meant. Then the Neid of Yehuda was interviewed for this position, Rav of Prague. And they told him, maybe you could tell us, do you know what our Rav meant when he said maybe Reb Meir? He said, what the Rav meant to say is that you were certain that he's going to pass away because he was a geisus. And therefore, because you were certain that he was going to pass away, you asked him who should be your successor. His response to you was, maybe Reb Meir, which we just finished explaining. According to Reb Meir, with Chayish Lemiuta, Reb Meir's opinion is that even if a person is in such a difficult situation, we hope that he'll get better. With Chayish Lemiuta. Therefore, he said, maybe Reb Meir, and I will get well, and there will not be a need for a replacement. Because the Neid of Yehuda was able to figure that out, that's how the Neid of Yehuda was chosen to be the Rav of Prague. Esrei Abaya, so Abaya asks, the Braisa says, maybe get, if somebody brings a get from Medina Siyam, v'nicha, and the husband at that point was a zaken, afilu ben meyishana, even if he was 100 years old, the halach is, noisim, we could give the get under the assumption with the chazaka that he's still alive. To Yufta, isn't this a refutation to Rava? The Rava said that once the husband is 80 years old, we no longer can we rely on the chazaka. So the Gemara says, to Yufta, indeed it's refutation. Vibai Seima says the Gemara different terrors. Kivan the iflig iflig. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that since this person lived such a long time, what the Gemara is saying is, from 80 years old, then at that point, once we have to be concerned. But once the person became over 90 years old, and even 100 years old, we see that Baruch Hashem, that this person has a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. And because he has a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, we could assume that he's still alive. So our Gemara just discussed at what age you're considered old. And our Gemara says that the age of being old is 80. Until 80, we could be comfortable that the person is still alive. After 80 years old, we have to be concerned. The Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simen Tes Sif Aleph, says that a woman, this is the halacha of katlonis. The halacha is that if two husbands, if a woman had two husbands passing away while they were married, she should not marry a third husband because she has a chazaka of being a katlonis. But says the Beis Shmuel that if the husband was an elderly individual and he passed away, so then we don't identify, says the Beis Shmuel, the wife to be a katlonis. And the explanation is that, and the Pesach Tshuva quotes this as well, because the explanation is that unfortunately everybody's going to pass away. So the concern of a katlonis, as the Gemara explains, is the concern that she's causing the people to pass away, and therefore you shouldn't marry such a woman. But a person who passed away at an old age, that did not die because of him, died because of her, died because he was an elderly person. The question is, at what age is it considered an elderly person that if he passes away, his wife isn't considered katlonis? And there's a very big machloikus apoiskim. The precious Mordechai says, already at 60 years old, if a person died after 60 years old, then we don't say that he died because she's a katlonis. The Chassam Sofer, and he bases his opinion, because it says in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Parakei Mishnah Beis, Ben Shishim Lezekna. The Chassam Sofer says that the halach is that the age is 70 years old. And he brings Raya from Gemaras, where it says that Abaye's wife was a katlonis, and Abaye, we know, died when he was 60 years old. The Chassam Sofer and Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof Gimel, the Avnei Nezer in Evan Ezer, Simen Mem Hei, disagrees with the Chassam Sofer, and his opinion is that the age is 60. Ramosha and Igris Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalad, Simen Mem Gimel, says that perhaps he calls a Chacham Shmoyma that says, based on our Gemara, it should be 80 years old, because the Gemara says in our Gemara, until 80, you should have a Chazaka. But the Ramosha himself says that as we just finished learning in our Gemara, Rava wanted to make this distinction, but according to the first version of the Gemara, Rava to Yufta, Rava was refuted, and therefore it seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that above 70, the wife would not be considered katlonis. Although I did see that the Maram Shik is concerned until the age of 80. Romalei Abaye L'Rabba. So says the Gemara, Abaye asks a question. Tanan, our Mishnah just taught us. I maybe get if somebody brings a get. And the husband who had sent the get, when he sent the get, was a Zokin Achayla, Taloch is Noisin Law. The get is delivered b'cheskeshukayim, that the husband's still alive. For a minute, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, if somebody is married, a Debas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, and they don't have children, and this husband, the Kohen, is concerned that he's going to die, and they don't have children, and he's concerned that his wife should not have to fall to Yibam Mechalitza, a case that we often find in Shas. The Aloch is a Reza Gitech, and he tells her, I'm giving you a get, and the get should be effective an hour before he passes away. The halacha is, she immediately may no longer eat truma, because we have to be concerned for every moment that maybe he's going to pass away. So isn't this clearly indication that we are concerned for death? Amalei, to which Rabbah answered to Abaya, truma gitn karamis, truma efshar, you could live without truma. So because we have this concern that maybe the husband's going to pass away, So don't eat truma. Get loy efsher, because if we're going to be concerned for this, then it'll never be possible for a husband to send a get to a wife if we're always going to have to be concerned that the husband is going to be passed away. That, but ask Tosfos that the Gemara is going to ask right away in our Mishnah that we learned that the halacha by truma is also that we rely on a cheskes chai. So what was the havamina to offer such a teretz? So Tosfos answers that this is the derech of Shas. The derech in Shas is that even though the question, the teretz that's given, we know immediately where we have a question, the halacha is that we could, the Gemara goes back and forth with the Shaka Vataria, and therefore immediately points out the Gemara. V'rami truma truma, we could ask the following question. Tanan, we learned that Amish, the Bas Yisrael Nesul Koin. Bas Yisrael is married to a Koin, Volch Baal Medina Siyam. And her husband goes off to Medina Siyam. The halacha is, Achelas Betruma, she may eat truma, because Bechesk Leshu Kayim, under the assumption that he's alive. For many, but ask the Gemara, we just learned in the other Braisa, where somebody said, I raise a Gitech. Sho'achas Kaidim Sasa, the halacha is, Asur Lech Lebetruma, Miyad, why don't we rely, ask the Gemara, on the Cheskes Chai. Answers the Gemara, Amar, Rav Adabrei, Rav Yitzchak, a different teretz. Loilam Hassam, by the case of the Braisa, the reason why it's not the same as our Mishnah, Shrei Asur Alov, Sho'achas Kaidim Sasa. She already becomes Asur, while he's alive, because the way he worded his condition was that the get will be effective even an hour before I pass away. So it's not the same as the case of the get in the case of our Mishnah. Maskev la Rapapa, ask Rapapa, even in such a case, why she should be also Matruma? Aren't there different reasons that we should maybe assume that there will that this get will never be effective? Because Mimai the Iu Mais Bereisha, what makes us believe that he's going to die first? The Iu Mais Bereisha, maybe she's going to die first and she'll never become Masa and Truma. It must be that that the concern is that Shema Yomus. So we see that we are concerned for that. Elam Abayis, the Shema Meis, we are concerned for that. Elam Abayi Loi Kasha, Harameya. The Braisa follows the opinion of Ramei the Loi Chayish Lamisa. The Mishnah that says that the husband, we don't have to be concerned that he's dead, represents the opinion of Ramei that we said earlier is not Chayish Lamisa. Harab Yehuda, our Mishnah represents the opinion of Chayish Lamisa. The Tanan, Halakech, and where do we have this concern? Where did we learn this? We learned this just the other day. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, somebody bought wine from the Kutim, and as we explain, it's speaking about a case before Chazal made Gzeira on the Yain Shel Kutim, where the halacha is that the Yain of the Kutim was not Osur as Stam Yainam. And somebody buys Yain from the Kutim, and it's in a way that he can't take off the proper Truma. So the halacha is we can't be confident that the Kutim took off Trumas and Mises properly. And because if we can't be confident that they took off Trumas and Mises, so as we learn often in Shas, the halach is we have to take off our own Trumas and Mises. But here, there's a difficulty in taking off the Trumas and Mises. There's a difficulty in taking off the Trumas and Mises for one of two reasons. Either it's on Shabbos, and the halacha is that on Shabbos, the halacha is one may not take off Trumas and Maisris, or that the person who is taking off the Trumas and Maisris does not have any kalim, any utensils, in which to put the Trumas and Maisris, which is tar. And the halacha is one may not take off Trumas and Maisris and put them into a keli that's tamei. You're not allowed to make Truma and Maisris tamei, says the Gemara. So the halacha is, what can you do if you want to be able to drink this wine, but you can't take off the trumas and maisers for the various reasons that I just gave? Says the Gemara, the Tanan alkech yai v'bein akutin, oimer shnei lugim shnei osur lahafrish. Two lugim that I'm going to take out, the barrel has 100 lugim in it, two lugim that I'm going to take out, harei and truma. They should be considered truma. And the halacha is, because usually even though with the Raisa, there is no shear for Truma, but Chazal said a 40th for a generous person, a 50th for the average person, and a 60th for a stingy person. So we say 2 out of 100 is the 50th. Tisha, then Arein Truma. Asara Maserishin. The next 10 should be Maserishin. It's not really exact 10. It's really only 9.8 because we already took out 2 Lugan for Truma. So some say the way to understand the Gemara is that the Gemara is rounding off. The Gemara is saying 10 when it's really 9.8. The others say a very big chiddush. As we just said a moment ago, the halach is that really Truma you could take Chita Achas Peteres Zakri, one kernel. This person decided to take off, which is the right thing to do, 2 Lugan for Truma. But that means the more Truma I take off, it's at the expense of the Meiser, because there's less to start off with. And there's some Rishonim that want to suggest, Pshat in that Mishnah, I could take off as much Truma as I want to do a mitzvah nicely, but it cannot be at the expense of the Levim or getting the Maiserishin. Now, what's left? I take off Tisha Maisersheni, or Mechel, Veshoys Miyad. And as a Machloikus, we show him how to explain the word Mechel. Rashi says, Mechel means that you drink right away. And as we're going to learn, and after, when you could take everything off properly, you'll take everything off properly. Taisa says, Mechel means that you can be Poydah. Because although, as we're learning now in our Gemara, our Mishnah, in this Mishnah in the Gemara, we're in a situation where we can't take off Trumas and Maisras, Shabbos, but whatever we can do, we should have to do. So when it comes to Maisa Sheni, the halacha with Maisa Sheni is that we have to take the actual Maisa Sheni produce to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. But there's another way what you could do. You could redeem the Maisa Sheni value and then take up to Yerushalayim that money and spend it on food. So even though I don't have the ability, in the case that we're learning now, to actually take off the Trumas, the Maiser Sheni, for the various reasons we've given, what you could do is identify that you have Maiser Sheni in this barrel of wine, and then redeem it on money that you have in your wallet, in your drawer. And since you have a halachic, legitimate halachic way of doing it, we shouldn't avoid doing anything that we're not allowed to do. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Oisim, do not allow that to be done. And what is the basis of the machloikus? As we learned, the machloikus is, do we need to be concerned, Shema Yeboika Anoid? That do we have to be concerned that will the barrel break? Remeir is not concerned for that. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon are concerned. So we see that they're concerned for some sort of an eventuality, and therefore, just like they would be concerned in that case that the barrel is going to break, in the case of our Mishnah, they would be concerned that the husband's going to pass away, and that's how we could reconcile. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Ramey, who's not concerned. The others are following the opinions that are concerned. Rav Amar, Shema Meis Lechashin. Rav has a different approach to this Gemara. We're not concerned. A person who has a Cheskes Chai, the Cheskes Chai says that the person is still alive. Shema Meis Lechashin. But the concern of that Raisa is Shema Yomus, that he will pass away. And Shema Yomus, Cheshinen, says the Gemara. So if we're now establishing that even though Cheskes Chai is something that we follow, but Cheskes Chai is not that strong, and therefore we're Cheshish Shema Yomus, that he's maybe going to die. And the reasoning behind that is because everybody, unfortunately, will pass away. So we can't say on somebody that we're not concerned on Shema Yomus, says the Gemara, but we just learned, Amalei Rav Adar B'Masa L'Rav V'Anoi, the case of the barrel of wine, which is a case of Shema Yomus. And you're saying that everybody agrees that we're concerned for Shema Yomus, and yet we see that Pligi answers the Gemara, some are concerned, and some, Ramei is not concerned. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon are concerned, answers the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Medeskarta, Shani Noid, Efshem Moshe Leila Shomer. A person not passing away is not in his control. Since it's not in his control, so we have to be concerned that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it's the time for this person to leave the world. But a Noid is something that we can control. Give it over to somebody who will protect it. Maskevla Rav Sharsha says the Gemara Avach Avach Tzarech. There's no guarantees even on a basket. So why are we saying that we could give it over to such a person? Ela Marava Shemameis Loichashinen. We're not concerned about somebody who passed away. On that Chazaka we could rely. But Shemayomis, do we need to be concerned that something will happen? Is Machloikus, the Gemara goes back to what it said before. Is a Shem Machloikus Tanoim? The Mishnayos and Braises that are concerned for it follow the opinion of Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnayos and Braises that are not concerned with it follow the opinion of Rameya. So what we're learning in our Gemara is this concern of Shema Meis, Shema Yomus, and on top of it, the concern that when we have a person who sends a get, can we rely that the person is still alive? The question is, we spoke before that in the cases where we have to be concerned, let's say the person who sent the get is a geisus, our Gemara said then we're concerned that he passed away. What would be the halacha that when geisus sent the get? Do we give the get or not? So the Maritz says that even when there is no chaskes chai, the halacha is that the get can be given. If the concern by not giving the get, the woman may remain an aguna. The Marsheshach, based on the Rambam, disagrees. And he says that in a case where somebody sent the get, and the person who sent the get is a goisis, we have to be concerned that he's dead and not be able to give the get under any circumstance. The Paiskim discuss another situation. The halacha is that a woman who marriage ended by death or divorce has to wait 3 months for avchana. The Gemara we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph taught us that Shmuel says that at what point does the 3 month time period begin to be counted from? So he says it starts to be counted from the time of the ksivas haget. That means 3 months after the date of the get, the woman may get remarried, even though the get wasn't given to her until a couple of months later. So says the Macheshes, the dinim that we've been learning in our shir are relevant to the halacha of avchana. He says that if a husband was a geisus when he sent the get, then the wife should not be allowed to get remarried on 3 months from the date of the get. Because we have to be concerned that the husband died before the get was given to her. And even though we count from the date of the get, we only could count from the date of a get that actually was used to sever the marriage. But if the husband died before the get was delivered, so that get became a worthless piece of paper, and therefore we have to count 3 months, not from when the get was written, but 3 months from when we know the husband died. Continues the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah that a shleach chatos from Medina Siyam, if somebody sends a chatos from Medina Siyam, we don't have to be concerned that he passed away and that we can't bring the karban chatos. We bring the karban chatos with the assumption that he's still alive. Ask the Gemara of Abin and Smicha, but how could the din of our Mishnah be relevant? Doesn't a karban have to have smicha? So even though, points out Tosfos, that the halacha is that smicha enema keves, that if that smicha is not essential, and if a carbon was brought without smicha, the halacha is that the carbon is acceptable. So Tosfos says that even though he doesn't have to do smicha, it has to be a case where smicha is an option. Here, where smicha is not an option, because he's not here, then smicha becomes an issue. Amar Rav Yosef, b'karben nashim. Our Mishnah is speaking about a carbon that a woman brings, and the halacha is that a carbon a woman brings, you don't have to have smicha. So the question is, but that's not the case of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is speaking about a man. The Mishnah is speaking about a hashaleich hatosoi, which is loshen zocha. So the Gaon of Shas says that the Mishnah sometimes uses loshen zocha and loshen akev interchangeably. Others say that shaleich hatosoi, the carbon chatos is being sent by the husband, but the husband is sending it on behalf of his wife. Amar Rav Yosef b'karben nashim. The pop amar b'chatos oif. By chatos oif doesn't have to have smicha. So ask the Gemara, our Mishnah identified three different situations where we relied on Cheskes Chai. The question is, why do we have to have all three of these cases? Says the Gemara v'tzricha. The Ashminim get, Mishim Dalei Efshar. By get, we can rely on a Cheskes Chai, because otherwise, as we said earlier in our shir, no one would be ever able to send a get to his wife. We always would need to be concerned that maybe the husband passed away. Aval truma, again, in their world where there was no way of communicating. Aval truma, but when we speak about truma, the efsher, she doesn't have to eat truma. Emeloi, maybe we shouldn't rely on a cheskes chai. Yashmin and truma, and if we would only speak about truma, the zimnan doyle efsher. As we often mention in our shiurim, truma, when it was sold, which there is a market for truma, has a very limited market. It could only be eaten by Kohanim and members of the family who are Tohor. So there's an abundant supply and very little demand. So let's say the case is where this woman doesn't have the financial ability to buy other food. So that's why by saying that the husband is alive, we're able to deliver Truma to her. But the case of Chatas Oif, Misveka, we shouldn't be lenient. Loyleil chulin lazara, we shouldn't be lenient in perhaps allowing chulin to be brought by Zara. That's why tzricha. And the Rishonim make a very interesting observation. The halach is that normally a carbon cannot be brought besofik. The carbon can't be brought besofik. A carbon cannot be brought unless you know for certain that you have to bring the carbon. A chatas ha'oif is an exception. And the halach is that a chatas oif may be brought even in a situation of a suffix. But they point out that even though the halach is that a chatas oif we're lenient and we allow it to be brought in suffix, the halach still is that we're not going to be lenient on chulin bazara. And when there's a case of a concern of chulin bazara, which is considered a very serious aveira, in that case, we should not allow the carbon to be brought when there's a concern that it may be chulin ba'azara, teaches us, again, the Mishnah, that the chazokas, the cheskes chai, is very strong, and we may be lenient. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha dvarim amar Rabbi Elazar ben Parata lefnei chachamim, there were three halachas that Rabbi Elazar ben Parata said to the chachamim, the kimas dvarav, they were accepted. Aliyah shekifu karkum, about a city that was surrounded by an attacking army, or a boat that's in the ocean and about to drown, and somebody who was going to be tried on a capital case with his achiv misa, that we could assume that their people are still alive. If the city was already overtaken, the Svina of the Bayam, or the ship drowned, by Yoitz Laharuk, or the person was already going to be killed, we have to treat all these situations completely Lachumra. And therefore, Bas Yisrael Lachoyin, if she was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Koyin, so if her husband's alive, and there are no children, if her husband's alive, she eats Truma, otherwise she may not, or Bas Koyin, who is married to Yisrael, and again, when there are no children, that the halacha is that if her husband is certainly no longer alive, she could eat truma. If the husband is alive, she may not eat truma. Here, in all these situations, we can't be certain that the husband is alive or not, And therefore, loitechel truma, we have to be machman, not allow it to eat truma. Interesting shaila that's brought up, that comes up often, is if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, went through different types of situations, went through an accident. Our Mishnah speaks about a sfina maturefes bayam. Somebody went traveling on a boat, and there was, and the sea was choppy, it was dangerous. What would be the halacha? Do you say Birchas HaGoymel or do you not say Birchas HaGoymel? What is the rule for saying Birchas HaGoymel? So the Cheshuki Chemed discusses this question, and he says that it depends if it's something was totally b'min hogoy shel olam. The Magen Avraham says that if what happened is natural, even though it certainly represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, we don't say Birchas HaGoymel. Otherwise, we do. And the Mishnah Berura explains, this is all in Simen Reish Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berura is a Sif Katan Lamed, says we have to look at how what happened with a nace, what happened. If there was something dangerous happened, and the way the person was saved was in some sort of a miraculous fashion, if we are saved in a miraculous fashion, then you say Birchas HaGoymel. But if the way he was saved was not in a miraculous fashion, using the case of the boat, if the boat was in a choppy, terrible water storm, and then the storm subsided, so that's natural, so then you don't say Birchas HaGoymel. If some sort of miracle happened, then you would say Birchas HaGoymel. The Nishmas Adam has a different approach. Nishmas Adam says the way to make the determination is that the fact that this person, the situation, the person came out from the tzara, is that something that is normal to happen or doesn't usually happen? He explains that if the person was really not healthy, and under normal circumstances, this person doesn't survive, then you say Birchas HaGoymel. But if what happened is not out of the ordinary, even though everything that happens to us is a nes from Hashem, there we could be more lenient. And Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin, Simen Chav Ches, agrees with that approach in determining when to say Birchas HaGoymel. Says the Gemara, we spoke about in our Mishnah somebody was taken out to be killed. Amar Rav Yosef Leishanu, El Abezdin Shel Yisrael. This is only speaking about a case where he was taken in a Bezdin Yisrael. Avil, but he didn't fly to Kavim, Bezdin Shel Kavim, in a non-Jewish court. Kivin the Gemara Leidina Lektala, Mikdal Katulay. As soon as they sentenced him to death, he's certainly going to be killed, and we could be certain that he's not alive. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Bezdin Shalav Chavim Nami, the Makabal Shachta. Maybe we should be concerned that they take bribes. Suggests that because he was determined to die, who says that they actually kill him? So many Mefarshim asked the question that we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Yud Amud Beis, that the Gemara says we could rely on the non-Jewish courts, to be honest. And here we're saying that we don't. So the Sefer Gerush Yerachim makes a distinction. He says there's a distinction between somebody who is Bezdin sentencing, the non-Jewish court sentencing is done, he says, in a honest fashion. Here we're not talking about the actual sentence that's being delivered. Here we're speaking about the people who carry out that sentence, they weren't necessarily honest. Amalei Kishakli, when do they take bribes? Before they actually sent signed the death warrant. Afterwards, they don't take bribes, and therefore, if the death warrant was signed, we could assume in the Bezdin Shel Akum that he's indeed certainly dead. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Masechta Makis, if somebody was sentenced to death, and then he ran away, and he was brought to Beis Din. The halacha is that even though Beis Din is always trying to examine, was this person really deserving of death? Here, we kill him right away, and we're not going to start examining if he's sin, if he's innocent. Says the Mishnah further, if two witnesses come and say that we can testify that this person was sentenced to death in that Beis Din, or plenty and plenty Edov, and these two individuals were the Edim, I raise a Yehorik. So we see that we do rely that the person died. We don't think that maybe he's still alive. Why in our Mishnah are we concerned that even though he went through this case and he was sentenced, he still may be alive? We're not sure. Answers the Gemara, Tama Berech Shani. The case of that Mishnah, as we just said, is a case where he ran away. Since it's a case where he ran away, so now we see that the person himself knows that he's guilty. How does the person know himself that he's guilty? Because he ran away. And since he ran away and he was caught with certain, and he had his death, and there was a sentence that he should be killed, we could be confident that that's what happened, and we don't have a suffix, Shem Meis, Shem Chai.